Welcome back to Traffic Talks. This is probably going to be a very weird sounding episode, if I can put it that way. Yes, this is the Mother's Day episode, but because I've been on point and batch recorded things, I'm recording the first half of this episode in advance and will be tacking on another piece later in the episode. That is because to this day, my mother has still not told me what she wants to do for Mother's Day, but I'll get to that in a moment. So, I think I did speak about this last year, but every year for Mother's Day, the big thing is always, what do you get your mother for Mother's Day? Well, in my case, you don't. I think it was 2019, I made an agreement with my mother. Because in 2018, I bought her a gift, and by 2019, she still had not used this gift that I had bought her, and I was highly upset. As we know, I get very in my feelings. I was just like, this is unacceptable. Like, you cannot do that. If you didn't like it, I would have taken it back and gotten you something else. And we had it out, and eventually we came to the conclusion that we need to figure out a different way to solve this problem of the Mother's Day gift conundrum. We then decided my mother would get whatever she wanted within a reasonable, you know, scope. So I said, for Mother's Day, you get what you want, you just need to let me know in advance and we can do it. So if she wants me to buy her something specific, I will buy it. I will order it online, whatever. If she wants it at the shop, I will drive her there, let her fit it on, or take it to whatever shop it is and buy it for her, and then that would be her gift. Or sometimes the gift of time is very, like, good for people. So there was once, I think it was 2019, when we made the deal. I said, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she's like, I actually want to go to this shopping center, which is quite far from where we live, and you know, it's a bit of an effort to go there, so we rarely ever go. And I was like, you want it for Mother's Day? You got it. You let me know when you want to go and I'll be ready. She did. So for 2019's Mother's Day, I actually took her out, I think, the following week. But we had planned the day as that was the day of my Mother's Day gift. And I ended up taking her to this shopping mall. I got her lunch. She bought a whole bunch of things. And she just had a really good day. And we were both happy because my brother gave money. My sister gave money. I took the time to take my mom there and also paid for lunch. So we all contributed. My mom was happy. There was no wasted gifts. Things like that. Last year as well, my mom, we ask her, what do you want? She says it. And it gets done. So sometimes it's a favor, sometimes it's taking her somewhere, other times it's like buying her things. She's not a very materialistic person, which is really awesome, but she is a very specific person when it comes to certain things. So you buying her a gift, unless you know her really well, is not gonna cut it. So then it's usually just best to like outright ask her, what do you want? And by the time you hear this episode, Mother's Day has passed. I can tell you, for 3 weeks prior to Mother's Day, I've been telling my mother, think about what you want, figure out what you want, look up what you want, let me know. Because as I said, I've been planning things, I've been getting things done, I've been making a list, checking it twice and ticking it off as I go. So I'm ballin'. I'm on fire. I'm just killing it. Hence me saying this episode is half recorded in advance, half recorded after the fact, but that's just the best thing for me because I can edit this first part and just tack on the second piece later, smooth it out, and off I go. I have been putting in a bit more effort, but yeah, that is what has been going on for this Mother's Day week. I can also say that my mom definitely goes above and beyond. That is a guarantee, because my brother and I have been working from home since COVID hit, me the week before, him during COVID and after, and my sister on top of that with her schooling has been hectic, and my mom just had to adapt and adjust and accommodate to the high heavens for all of us, and it has been a journey and an effort on her part. So hats off to you, mom. But I cannot even fathom what to get her, because I just want to give her everything, if that even makes sense. Like, I literally want to give her everything her heart desires. I don't know if anyone can relate to that, but that's just me. So, really looking forward to seeing what happens. And I do know, even if nothing happens on the day, in terms of like going out and making a big spectacle, we will obviously do something at home. But for the most part, like, whatever it is, we all gonna enjoy it. Because I love taking my mother out, and doing that is always a joy, even if it's not Mother's Day. Like, you guys know I'm always posting things like of myself and my mother that we get up to. That's a thing, you guys know this. Anyway, that is the first half of this episode. I will take a quick break and get back to you with the second half, which will be recorded on a different day. So, see you in a moment. Welcome back from the break. This is part 2 of the Mother's Day episode, and I now realize this episode is going up late. Please ignore all the previous ranting and raving I did about being proud that this episode is recorded in advance, because Mother's Day happened and it just threw everything out the freaking window. As you guys know, I explained the deal, which is essentially I ask my mother what she wants, she lets me know, and I make it happen. That did not happen this year. What did happen was we woke up, we had breakfast. Saturday, we had made all sorts of nice breakfast things, like smoochi, which is basically a tomato relish thing for anyone who doesn't know what it is. And we packed it away, and we always make a lot, so there's leftovers. So we had that with bacon and eggs and all sorts of nice things. Sunday morning, my mom doesn't eat eggs, so obviously she didn't have the bacon, the smoochi, toast, coffees, all those kinds of things. And then you guys will have seen it if you checked out my Instagram, but I went up to Limnos, which is an incredible bakery, and I got different pieces of cakes. So I bought just a variety of slices, and we all had little pieces of each one. My brother and I really loved the cheesecake. My mom and Amy went with the classic Black Forest that they are known for. And then I also bought a few other pieces. We had decided to spoil my mom at home, so my father took my grandmother out for the day and came back late afternoon and brought like a few pastries and things. But it was a good day. We had breakfast, we had cake and coffee again, we snacked for lunch, and my siblings and I actually played a game. I'm not sure how many gamers are out there and who know this, but it's called Dota 2. It's actually very huge in the e-gaming sphere. They did a Netflix documentary on a group called OG, who actually play Dota 2 professionally, which is really insane and awesome. That's that. But for the most part, it was just a really chilled day. Like, nothing insane or crazy or anything like that. I will say Pirates of the Caribbean came on the TV, and we actually watched that. So it was really nice. We had just a chilled day. My mom didn't say she wanted anything specific. And the day before, i.e. Saturday, my brother actually took my mom out for the day, just the two of them, which is very rare. So they did have a good day, and my mom did get to go out and stuff. So she was happy. But she still hasn't said any specific gift she wants or any favor she wants, really. We are kind of just putting it as like an IOU on the back burner for now. She's got a lot of things going on, so do I. I will explain more about that in next week's episode, because this is about mom. Yeah. Apologies for uploading this late. I hope you had a good weekend and a good Mother's Day. And that's, I think, everything for this episode. The song of the week is Mama by The Spice Girls. You can't have Mother's Day without that song. There were so many videos and things of different, like, must play Mother's Day songs and things like that. That is one of my classics, one of my favorites. I'm probably gonna use it every year. I can't even remember the one I used last year. I think it was the same. But anyway, that is my jam for Mother's Day. I hope you enjoyed yours. I hope you take care of your mother and message her more than once. And that you keep being a better being. That's it from me. I'm back up on Instagram. I took a bit of a break because I'm working on things in the background. As we all know I do. But yeah. Have a good week. Love you. Bye.